The letter A. Affirmations. Affirmations are declarations of our worthiest goals and our sacred responsibilities to ourselves as treasured children of God. Repeating those declarations often enough that our subconscious minds accept them as fact and guide our behavior accordingly is what makes affirmations a powerful spiritual tool that anyone can use. Through affirmations, we can declare ourselves healthier, stronger, more positive, more successful, kinder, more patient, more confident, more courageous, more responsible, more spiritually attuned, whatever will help us love ourselves more. If prayers are acknowledgments of reverence to that God out there who's with each of us at every eternal moment, affirmations are those same acknowledgments to that God in here, in the very genetic makeup of our souls. Religion and literature have provided us with many beautiful affirmations, and I've included several of my own that appear at the end of this entry. By all means, find, learn, and use every affirmation that resonates in your soul, but affirmations you create yourself, spoken out loud or silently from the depth of your heart, will be just as effective as the most eloquent affirmations ever written. If you're not sure you believe affirmations will really work, just think about the negative affirmations you've accepted as truth in your life. You're useless, stupid, pathetic, an idiot. You'll never amount to anything. You can't do anything right. You'd never make it without me. You're fat, ugly, too short, too tall, too skinny. You're such a loser. Sadly, you've probably heard some variation on at least one of those over and over and over again from a supposed loved one in your life. And even more sadly, you've learned to believe them. Why? Because you've heard them so often, right? Well, you can learn to believe their exact opposites if you hear them every bit as often, and that is where affirmations come in. Your first affirmations can be a counterattack to anything and everything negative about your self-image, no matter where it comes from. Once you've used affirmations to enhance your self-confidence and self-respect and learned that affirmations really do work, you can start using them toward achieving your highest, worthiest aspirations. To give you an idea of how limitless and personalized affirmations can be as you gather and compose your own, here are a few that I've used myself over the years. Please feel free to adopt any of them that resound in your soul. Today, through every hour, I will picture myself being carried inside a perfect white bubble of God's pure loving light. And as a defense against my enemies, I will surround them with that same bubble of God's light so that He may disarm and dissolve the negativity and darkness that I no longer tolerate or engage. Today, I ask every cell in my body to respond and react as they did at the age when I felt my healthiest, most energetic best. I will negate all illness, knowing that my mind is stronger than my body, and my spirit mind can transcend them both and create miracles with God's blessing. On this day, I declare with the almighty strength of God's power that I deserve abundance and the financial means to be comfortable, and that I will joyfully use that abundance as a celebration of the law of karma. The more of it I share with the truly needy and deserving, the more of it will come back to me, multiplied by His grace and thanks. I am from God. I am part of God, and God is part of me. Therefore, I cannot be diminished. I am strong. I am loved and I am loving, because I am living this and every day in accordance with God's great plan. As I face my grief today, I will not bury it, but instead I will consent to it. And by consenting to it, I ask God to help me draw strength from His divine plan and guidance and surround me with His angels, knowing the truth that I will see and share eternity with my loved ones again in the perfect joy of the other side. I've turned the use of affirmations into a ritual that I have found to be incredibly powerful and healing. This keeps me centered in an often maddening world, and I believe it provides protection, calm, reassurance, and most important, love. I hope you will join me in this ritual. It will help you. For 9 nights at precisely 9 o'clock, light a candle and repeat, I am a blessed child of God. I am well. I am happy. Great abundance is on its way because, as God's child, I am empowered to create miracles.